Advanced age and airlines don't mix. The confusing crush of modern aviation was the topic of a story that commentator David Greenberger heard from a senior citizen and now retells with the help of his musical friends.
I'll tell you a story about my traveling now. My daughter, she married a man who's a minister, and they were in Seattle, but then they moved to New York. They wanted to know whether I would come and visit them in New York. I told them, just give me a ticket and get me on the plane. So I got me on the plane. I went on to New York by myself. I had such a great time on the plane trying to follow through on what I could do. I got on the plane and I went on through Chicago right on into New York. They met me out there and it was very cold. When I got there, they took me around going places, you know, and walking, but cold, cold though, 6 degrees. So finally, it was time for me to go back home, down to visit my oldest daughter who lives in Sacramento. I said, okay, put me on the plane. And then when I got on the plane, everybody was screaming, oh, it's cold in Chicago and all those states. And so flying, everyone was walking around on the plane. I found the man who was taking me out to California to meet my relatives. I was sitting there on the plane and I heard the stewardess say, thank you for riding on American Airlines. And I said, wait a minute, I'm on the wrong plane. And my man who was taking me, he said, let me look at your ticket. And he took my ticket and went and checked it. I was on American Airlines when I was supposed to be on Air American. What's another airline?
Delta?
No.
Horizon?
No.
Aloha?
I never heard of that. It wasn't any of those, but we'll get to it. No, it's none of those. But anyway, that was the plane I was flying. I had a ticket and everything. So the stewardess called in Sacramento, and they came out to me, and they said, what are you doing on this plane? And I told them, oh, I was having such a good time. The captain and everybody was sitting up front, and we was telling jokes and lying and going on. And they said, we don't know where these people might take you. And I said, I don't care. I'd like to go to some foreign country. That's what I want to do. Why are you people so upset about that? So they took me on over to Sacramento. My relatives met me out there, and I visited my daughter there. Then after that, they took me to Portland. I had a good time. That's all the stories I have about leaving Portland.
David Greenberger retelling a story he heard an older person tell. It's a selection from a CD called Legibly Speaking. The music is by the group Three Leg Torso.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can purchase transcripts of individual stories you hear on this program. Visit our website, npr.org, and click on Transcripts. This is NPR.